One of the efforts is to facilitate the FERC permitting process. However, what I want to talk to you today about on commercial structure and why that's important is today's market, there are a lot of buyers, but there are also a lot of competition on LNG supply. So just because you get your permit, that's not going to make you enable your project. And what is really going to enable you, your project, is to be able to sell, get customers for your project. And earlier this morning, one of the speakers talked about how gas and LNG exports from Texas and the growth in that. And he mentioned, well, the issue with LNG is the long construction lead time. And he is right. So I just read a stat yesterday I found interesting. In 2011, the average lag time between the time when an LNG buyer signs an LNG SPA until the time that the buyer picks up the first cargo is about 5 years. So that makes sense, right? It's about a 4 or 5 year construction period, right, for a greenfield project. But think about that. If you're a buyer, I'm going to ask you today to sign a 20-year commitment, okay? Each cargo is about $30 to $50 million. And, you know, wait a year. Maybe I, you know, for the project to decide whether or not it can take a final investment decision. And then another 4 years of construction. And then I will deliver you product, right? Now, with the downturn in supply, contrast that with the downturn in supply in 2017, the lag time was about 2 years. So what that means is LNG buyers were saying, you know what? I don't have to wait. I don't have to take on project risk.